Hello, other guys. It is Kyle here, and welcome back to Football Takeover, or as I now call it as a joke, Soccer Takeover, because of Jesse Marsh. Yeah. Today I'm here with one of the biggest Arsenal fans I know, who's also a massive Red Bulls fan. Zach? Yeah, we'll go with Zach.
Hello. Yeah. You can call me Zach.
You are one of the most viewed podcast episodes today. I'm pretty sure you're in the top three.
I didn't know that.
I don't know, too. Let's see. Yeah, you are the biggest. I think you are actually the biggest MLS player or fan. Hold on. No, where are you? Hold on. It's somewhere right here. Yeah, you have more plays than Eli.
Whoa. Oh, that's interesting. Yes. I never actually checked that. Thank you for telling me.
I never have either.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yes. Anyways, so we're not here to talk Red Bulls. We're not here to talk Arsenal. Or we aren't here to talk Crew right now. We're here to talk Arsenal.
Yeah.
More or less, the man, the myth, the legend, who has religion, Gabby Jesus.
He's turned me into a Christian / Catholic who believes in Jesus.
Okay, then. I mean, hey, I don't blame you. Like, our Gabbies are amazing. We had the best Gabbies ever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've been really good this season so far.
Yeah, I've only not been able to watch two games so far.
The first three games of the season, actually, I wasn't able to watch them fully. But the last two games I've watched, we were very good. We dominated the games. We just really couldn't put them to bed. I thought that we were, like, really, really good. Really impressive.
I could not watch Wednesdays as I was at a career fair for stuff.
Yeah, but, there were good games. The Villa goal was just kind of a fluke, to be honest.
I haven't cared enough to watch it, if I'm being completely honest.
Just a goal straight from a corner.
Why doesn't, you know, that sounds a lot like the Crew.
Red Bulls conceded a goal like that against Cincy. It was Madunia who scored it.
We did it. We conceded one like that against Cincy, too.
It's probably Madunia that scored against you, too.
No, I think it was Miazga. I don't know.
Miazga.
It was.
Well, he wouldn't be taking the corner. I'm saying, like, straight in right from the corner.
He curled it. No. Yeah, it was Miazga, I think.
Miazga scored against us. I was at a wedding. I didn't see it.
It was Acosta and Vasquez. Okay. Shut up. That was a great game, though. That was
Acosta and Vasquez are problems.
Yes. But you should not be on Cincy because they're too good for Cincy.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, most of the players are too good for Cincy.
True. Anyway, like you said, we're talking about Arsenal, so let's not get sidetracked. United on Sunday. No party. No El Neni.
No ASM.
AMM.
Enzima and Niles.
Yeah. He went to Southampton. That's the issue with Arsenal. We were like, we could throw Tino, Aziz, Maitland-Niles, pretty much our whole midfield, and didn't replace them. And now we have a smaller squad than we did last year with the addition of a Winter World Cup.
The one good thing is that there's only like five players that realistically get called up to the World Cup.
Yeah, I mean, Let's think about it. Saka,
Jesus, Gab, Martinelli.
Martinelli, probably. Gabriel Magalhaes, maybe.
Party.
Ramsdale will get called up. Will he play? I don't know.
Oh, no, not Zinchenko.
Tomiyasu.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Did Egypt make it?
No. Ghana did, which means Partey will be there.
Partey, yeah.
And Nketiah might change to Ghana, so he might be there too.
And Fabio Vieira and Matt Turner.
Fabio Vieira, I don't know if he'll get called up. He's been called up, but that was when he was playing with Porto, and now he's kind of just sitting on the bench with us.
Yeah, so, I mean, we have at least six or seven.
Yeah. My concern is Saka, because the amount of games he's played this season and last season, he could burn out realistically. And we got rid of his best competition in Pepe and didn't replace him with anybody. And now his competition is Reece Nelson, Marquinhos, and Fabio Vieira, which is not great competition
for him. I mean, no, but you also got to remember there's Smith Rowe in there, too.
That's true, but they play different roles. Smith Rowe is more on the other side.
I mean, but also, Martinelli can play both sides. We've seen it very much.
And Jesus can always play on the right. And Cantillo can always play there.
No. You're not Pep Guardiola. No.
And Katia can play there.
Sure.
Or
just Reece Nelson.
I've been impressed with Nketiah, actually.
I haven't been too impressed, but I haven't been upset with him.
I know he's not scoring, but he's certainly improved in his ability on the ball and the way he plays. He's kind of just like a wish Gabriel Jesus.
Yeah, he's a threat, moment. But he can't finish. Is probably the best way to say it.
Yeah. But no, we have a good starting 11. Our depth is still worrying. And I haven't been impressed with Tierney, who's filled in for Zinchenko.
No, I mean, the thing is with Zinchenko, he likes to get higher up, play midfield roles.
I just don't think that Tierney is suited to the system we want to play now.
No.
He's too one-dimensional, if you know what I mean. He's kind of just a guy that runs down the left-hand side and crosses the ball and hopefully that's really his game.
Whereas Zinchenko likes to connect it up and all that.
Yeah, Zinchenko's really good because him and Xhaka can kind of just interchange. Xhaka can fill in at left-back while Zinchenko slots in midfield.
Yeah, that is very.
They just kind of rotate. I see it throughout the game. Their movement is really good.
Martinelli has as many goals. Goddamn.
Martinelli has more goals than Son this season. So.
Martinelli, Jesus, and Odegaard all have 3 goals.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Odegaard had 3 already.
Yeah, he scored twice against Bournemouth, and then he scored in against Fulham. So, there you go.
Oh, yeah. See, I follow Martinelli religiously.
Martinelli's so good at just running at opponents, just beating any. He can beat, any fullback in the world. He had Cancelo on strings against Man City, if you remember. I mean.
Yes. I would arguably say he is the best, left winger in the Prem.
I wouldn't say that because there's definitely better wingers than him. For example,
I'd give you one.
Youngman's son.
That's the only one who I'd put above him.
Yeah. Well, Sterling's pretty good, too.
He's been playing that on the right for Chelsea, though. Instead of them playing Pulisic.
Listen, Thomas Tuchel is a dinosaur.
What do you think about the Aubameyang?
He's not going to succeed because he's playing under Tuchel.
No one succeeds under Tuchel anymore.
None of the attackers can't flourish under such a defensive-minded manager.
Like, yeah, when he was at Dortmund, he was way better than he is now.
Like, him and Pulisic together would be really good under a coach who knew what he was doing in an attacking sense. But yeah. Tuchel doesn't know what he's doing in terms of managing his attackers.
And it shows, considering Haaland has more goals than them this whole Premier League season.
Haaland has more goals than, like, 15 of the Prem teams this season.
Yeah, but when one of them's a big six team.
Yeah.
Who is currently the world champions.
That's true. They are the world champions, but they're going to be dethroned by the Seattle Sounders.
If I need that to happen.
That would be so funny.
I need this to happen.
I would love it.
The group chats would just go mental.
Seattle fans would not shut up for about 10 years.
Would you blame them?
No.
Oh, yeah, we just beat Prime Benzema, Prime Courtois, Luka Modric.
There's even doubts that the Club World Cup's even going to happen this year, which would suck. But
Seattle fans are like, yeah, they're just too scared of us.
Yeah.
Listen, get ready for it right now.
Yeah, they were Real Madrid would never be able to cope with facing the mighty new who.
They couldn't handle
Raul Ruiz Diaz would be too good for
Rudiger. Benzema's going to shut out Stefan Fry.
Benzema, listen, okay, Lewandowski got shut out by Corona. Just saying.
I'm just saying. Benzema would be shit in MLS.
Yeah, he would be.
He's too bad for MLS. MLS is a different
game. He would be Patrick Lumumba better.
Yes. Cucho's better than all of them, though. I'm just going to say that now.
Cucho's a great striker. I'm scared for when we play you.
When did we play you guys?
A couple weeks, probably.
Wait, I thought we already played you guys twice.
No, we only played once. We still have to play you. I know that for a fact. I just have to remember when we play you again.
I am
October 1st.
Yes. Where's that? That should be at Lower.
Ooh. That's at Lower.com. Yeah, the first game was at Red Bull Arena where we choked a 1-0 lead in the 85th minute.
Hey, Cucho.
No, like now you have Cucho firing and Zellerion, and I'm scared.
No. Zellerion has ghosted since Cucho arrived.
Really?
Yeah, he has, like, one assist.
That's interesting.
Nonetheless, I'm going to go to that game, though.
Yeah. Oh, I can't because I live in New Jersey.
I'm going to try and go to the rest of the games that we have.
I'm going to our game tomorrow, which is against Philly.
I definitely want to go to the Portland game. Do we only have, like, 3 home games left?
We only have Philly.
We only have 2 home games left.
We have to play Philly. We have to play Charlotte. And you've got to play someone else at home. I feel like there's some other team.
We have 3 home games left. Wow.
Philly, Charlotte, and New England.
Yeah, good luck.
Philly's an L for sure. I'm going to the game, but I just... 50-50. I don't see how we can beat Philly at the moment with how they've been playing.
Can you beat Philly?
I mean, it's possible. Their only losses have come when they're away.
How did they lose to Cincy 3-1?
That's a good question. I don't know.
And then they lose to Dallas.
I think Philly has trouble managing players like Acosta and like Ferreira and Velasco, players like that who are just quick and difficult to defend against. They have trouble with that.
Who's going to end up with more points, Philly or LAFC?
Well, at the moment, Philly's the best team in the league because they have the best attack and the best defense in the league.
And one of the best goalkeepers.
I think they're going to overtake LAFC because LAFC is in a rut that I don't think they can get out of because they've signed all these players and I don't think their chemistry is really there, to be honest.
You can't just sign big names and expect it to work.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to Arsenal.
Yeah, back to Arsenal. What do you think is going to happen on Sunday?
I feel like Xhaka's going to get a red card somehow.
That's likely, actually. Or, you know, listen, there's one thing or another, because Xhaka always scores a screamer against United. So he'll either get a red or he'll score a screamer. In the reverse fixture, he'll get a red or score a screamer. It depends what happens in this game.
Yes. If he doesn't score a screamer, he'll get a red. If he scores a screamer, he'll get a red next. Or he'll do both.
That's also likely, because Granit Xhaka is Granit Xhaka.
And I have a $20 bet on that he gets a yellow.
Oh, he's getting a yellow for sure. If it's not for fouling someone, it's for arguing with the ref.
I already have a $20 bet on. Like, it's literally -500. Like, the odds are so in your favor.
All of our players are going to get yellows because the ref is fucking Paul Tierney from Manchester.
Well, remind me not to put money on Arsenal winning.
Yeah, we're done already. He was also the ref in the North London Derby where we got shafted in that penalty decision. And then we kind of fell apart from there. It was kind of a chain of events, if you remember.
We have Gabby Jesus.
Gabby Jesus and Saliba and Zinchenko, hopefully, can be difference makers in this game. But I just, especially with the form United's carrying into this game.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to lose. And I mean,
come in.
My issue is the midfield is what's going to cost us in this game.
We're weak. If we would have signed Alar or Douglas Costa, we would be chilling.
Douglas Luiz or Alar. Yeah, Alar, but we weren't really linked with Alar. But
but I would have rather him than
there's one free agent midfielder who I think we should sign. He's the only free agent midfielder on the market who I think would be worth signing. Ooh. And he used to play for Lille. His name is Zeka.
Oh, because his name is an Eka. Okay, I see where we're going with this.
Zeka. Yeah, he was out in Lille. He's a free agent right now. And he's a solid, like, defensive midfielder / number 8. Who would be perfect depth for this season. And if we can sign him, I think that would be a good signing, but I don't know if we're going to sign him.
23-year-old?
Not 20. He's 23. I don't think he's 23.
I literally looked up his name.
Let me see. He's 27. He's Portuguese.
Oh. No. How do you spell his name? Z-E-K-A?
Z-E-K-A. And he's 27 years old. He's a Portuguese midfielder. 6'1".
All right, I found him. There we go.
He seems like the best free agent option in terms of a midfielder out there right now.
Let's see. There he is. Yep, 28 years old. You mean the one that plays for the Houston Dynamo?
Nah. That's Z-E-C-A.
Oh. Mohamed Zeka. No. Well, we're just gonna check
just look up Zeka Lille, X-E-K-A.
S?
X.
Oh!
X-E-K-A, and you'll find him. He is... I've not watched much of him,
I see him now. I was typing in Z.
From what I can tell, he seems like a very solid midfielder who wouldn't be a bad sign.
Wouldn't hurt. Say Louise.
I mean, listen, our depth right now, our midfield depth with the injuries and all that we have to account for, our midfield depth is Matt Smith.
Well, we should have signed Darlington Nagby.
We should have signed Douglas Luiz, but we were like, all right, Villa don't want to sell, so what we're going to do is we're going to increase our bid by about $2 million every hour. I think that should do it.
Why did we not just go for Nagby? Nagby would have been so much better and cheaper.
Nagby.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, I think so, to be honest.
Nagby is calmer on the ball.
Well, Nagby, though, I wish he didn't retire from the USMNT because he'd be a solid midfielder for the US.
Well, we've seen players retire and come back. to their national
team. Yeah, but I think it's not like he retired from the USMNT because of age. He retired from the USMNT because of other things, maybe to do with the organization. He had an issue with the organization or something.
No, most definitely.
Yeah. Because he retired at a young age. Like, I don't remember when, but...
I mean, I don't want to say he wouldn't get called up, but...
No, Greg loves his MLS players, and this guy plays for Columbus, so...
Oh, yeah, that is true. Then why has he called up Beta Morris?
True. Why hasn't he called up Miguel Berry?
Because Miguel Berry is Spanish.
Well, Miguel Berry can actually play for the U.S., and he expressed his desire to play for the U.S.
Well, he's not anywhere close.
Yeah, he's not going to play for the U.S. anytime soon now that he's on D.C.
Someone should just own that.
You know, it must be sad to lose to D.C. I don't know if you guys lost to D.C., but...
No, we somewhat.
Some Florida. Certain Smurfs that play in blue lost to D.C. And I had a good laugh, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, those Smurfs. Yeah, they're horrible.
Who are you without Toddy Castellanos and Ronnie Dyla?
We tied to D.C.
We tied and beat them 4-1 and tied to them 0-0. The 0-0 was kind of just us being low on confidence.
Oh, no, we and tied just... and won 3-0.
Yeah. Well, listen, Christian Benteke made his debut against NYCFC.
All I'm saying is, to lose to DC, you got to be pretty damn bad.
Yeah.
That's all I'm
Not saying. Only that, but I'm pretty sure they conceded to Steve Birnbaum.
No. How has DC done the double over Orlando?
Wait, really? Yeah. Oh, God, how?
They've done a double over Orlando.
Oh, I remember that 2-1 game. That was Rooney's first game, I think. They were down 1-0, and then all of a sudden in the 91st and the 95th minute.
Damn, Jesus, imagine getting the double. Imagine getting doubled by DC United.
It's not even like Orlando's a bad team.
No, that's what makes it funny.
Yeah. I mean, they kind of steamrolled us in the cup.
Who did? DC?
No, Orlando. We steamrolled DC in the Open Cup a while back.
Yeah, they got steamrolled by Bayern.
Yeah, but you know, Bayern. What are you gonna do? You know. I mean, some MLS teams beat. European teams like Minnesota.
What did I get a community guideline strike on Instagram for?
Man, you can't be violating like those community guidelines.
I said 1v1 me. I bet I can beat you.
Well, that's inappropriate, man. You can't be saying that.
What? Am I jumping? No. Hold on. What do you mean? Request a review. I am requesting a review.
Oh, you better. We'd like to speak to the manager of Instagram, please.
This is absolute bull. I already said 1v1 me, kid.
Anyway, I feel like this podcast was supposed to be about Arsenal.
Oh, yeah, Arsenal. Gabby Jesus, Gabby Martinelli, Gabby Manolas, Gabby.
William Gabriel Saliba, because his middle name is Gabriel. Fun fact.
Is it actually?
Yes. Wait, so is Douglas Luiz's.
Yeah.
Listen, our transfer shortlist appears to be, are they named Gabriel?
Darwinton Gabriel Nagby.
Someone should just edit the Wikipedia of all the Arsenal players and just make their middle name Gabriel.
I'm pretty sure someone's already done that.
Probably. Anyway.
Wikipedia removes it all.
One of the most interesting things about this season is that we're sponsored by Prime. Hydration.
Hey, yo. Prime is good.
I've never had it.
What do you mean?
I don't even know if it's like available in New Jersey. Like I don't know. I've never seen it.
It's literally in Kroger's.
I've never seen it. I don't know.
Wow.
But fair play to KSI and to Logan Paul for managing to have the Arsenal players drink a drink that they produced. That's pretty impressive.
It's low-key kind of impressive.
Yeah, like, fair play. This man KSI is a marketing extraordinaire, a close to professional boxer, a singer, a YouTuber. Like,
yeah.
And this man Logan Paul is also a businessman, a YouTuber, WWE. A pro wrestler. I don't know how that happened.
That slam was amazing. He did.
This man's on WWE. Slamming some pro wrestlers, like, it's just second nature to him.
Awesome.
He's potentially getting back in the ring in January.
I want to see KSI versus Jake Paul and Logan Paul versus Deji in, like, each sport.
Well, I mean, they did that already. They did that already, except it was KSI versus Logan Paul and Jake Paul versus Deji.
I know, but not really wouldn't make sense. And isn't Logan fighting?
Well, no, doing Deji versus Logan Paul wouldn't even make sense.
Nah. Isn't KSI fighting Jake Paul again?
KSI is supposed to be fighting Jake Paul in 2023. What Jake Paul claims is that KSI doesn't want to fight him. What KSI says, and what it's true, is that he already told Jake Paul that he's willing to fight him in Wembley in 2023. And now Jake Paul's acting like KSI doesn't want to fight him just because he didn't call them out after his double win. Double W. Because
that was so long ago.
Yeah.
Anyways, before this gets off topic for another hour, I should probably wrap it up.
Yeah. This has been an interesting podcast.
Yeah, this will go down in the failed episode. Recording area.
Maybe we should not post it, and we'll try again. No.
The field episodes get heck of views.
Do they?
The first one we did got 20 plays.
All right. Well, yeah, we should definitely do another episode at some point, and
we'll try again soon.
Definitely. I don't know if this one's going to be as successful as my first appearance on the podcast, to be honest.
As long as I put Arsenal in it, it does good.
Well, you should do that then.
All right, thanks. See ya.
All right, see you later.